Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I cannot believe it's another week.
Why?
I don't know. It just flies by.
It does fly by.
You know, life flies by.
It's moving quick.
Family flies by. Electricity flies by. Just before you know it, it's another week. It's another six shows. It's another lot of stuff. All right. So scheduled for today. Momentarily after the first break, we'll head out to Las Vegas and speak with Casey Kenney, who fights Saturday night in Houston.
All right.
We'll speak to your former champ, and he will be fighting for the belt in a couple weeks in Biloxi. Johnny Bedford returns.
Nice.
Jessica Penney, back in the octagon on Saturday, will be on.
She is.
And then Melvin Gillard claims, or Gilliard, depending on Gilliard. Who you're speaking to, I guess has some news.
Yes, he does have news.
And he said that he'll break it here, unless he already broke it.
You got to get the wrap back on the van.
I wish I did. I miss the van. I truly miss the van.
Because you got to ask him, but does he still have the photo of...
Sure he does.
...this photo he took of himself in front of the van?
I'm sure he does. And I'm sure that I still have the photo that he took of himself by the van. I miss the van. The van was cool. Plus, it was a perfect storage center. I could put all sorts of crap in there.
Yeah.
You know, and it was covered. It was wrapped. It was, yeah, good, good stuff. So, lots to talk about.
Okay.
We can start with more controversy.
Yeah, let's go. Always go controversy.
In the,
if you have a choice to go controversy or no controversy, you always start with controversy.
What about BKFC Fighter, who alleges that he bought a negative COVID test
in Mexico.
Result in Mexico?
Because he couldn't get back into the country.
And he couldn't get home.
Because he contracted COVID, apparently, allegedly, in Mexico while he was quarantining for the fight in the U.S.
Came and fought. Got stopped. You know, I don't want to use the word quit, but in the middle of the fight, said no mas. And has since come out and said he was positive. Said that he didn't say anything about it because he needed his flight home.
Right.
A lot of people... tested positive
a lot
at BKFC, including Dan Mergliotta,
who lost an opportunity to ref the UFC last weekend.
So Dan Mergliotta came over to us, and I introduced him to Warren Sapp and told him that Dan is on the docket, depending on how this whole thing. Oh, by the way, Warren Sapp will be on next week.
What?
Yeah,
nice.
He's going to come on, and we're going to discuss how totally ridiculous this thing has gotten. With him and his call out a year ago of Chidi, and now Chidi is making demands, and I have to laugh at that, but we'll get to that later. So Mergliotta sits down across from us, talks to Warren, and Warren makes the comment, is he vaccinated? I said, I don't know. He goes, then get him away from me.
Really?
Dan Mergliotta tested positive.
Oh, wow.
From, we're assuming, bare knuckle.
So Warren could smell it. He just knew.
Well, some people I know tested positive. That's all we're going to say.
Wow.
You know, HIPAA, you know, you can't really call people out and stuff.
That's
so,
true. Now, I saw that post that the British fighter, what was his name, Mick?
Yeah, Mick. Cut me, Mick.
I saw the post that he wrote, and it looked like, I don't think he came out publicly to admit that he falsified a COVID test.
Well, he didn't falsify it.
Well, he bought a fake positive or negative test so he could enter the country. I think he did it to clear his name because people accused him of throwing the fight, that he took a dive, he lost the fight on purpose. And so I think he did it out of retaliation defend his name.
Wouldn't it be better to say I took a dive than to say that I illegally entered the country?
Well, I don't think he thought. I don't think he thought that far enough. And he deleted it as soon as he posted it. If you notice, that's not his post. He deleted that. So I think he did. I think he did it to clear his head.
Some breaking news.
What's that?
I need to stop because as we're talking, it's going to David Feldman. David Feldman just confirmed the signing of former UFC fighter Chad Money Mendez.
Chad Mendez making a comeback.
Has signed with BKFC.
See, it's a sport that gives these legends a chance to keep fighting.
Legend's a strong word.
Mendez was up there. He's a big dog.
Legend?
The big name.
Chad Mendez is not a legend.
He was in that golden era.
Doesn't make you a legend. Just because you're a clown doesn't make you, you know, bozo. It just makes you another clown.
Yeah, but if it's a different circus, you're still a clown.
I'm sorry. I don't consider Chad Mendez a legend.
Really?
You know, if you want to go with what they call Chris Lytle at BKFC, a pioneer.
Okay, a pioneer.
And I don't know if Chad's a pioneer. I think he was after the pioneer age.
Okay.
You know, Chris Lytle goes that far back. I'm trying not to be disrespectful, but no, I don't think Chad Mendez is a legend.
Cancel my trophy.
That's fine. I didn't know you were going to present one to him.
I was going to get him a trophy. I was going to get him a plaque.
Well, this is the year and the era of participation trophies.
Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Give me your thoughts on what happened in the Olympics. I am not watching much of the Olympics. I have seen a few things. Incredible swimming race that I saw with the local kid, whose sister's names are Autumn and Summer.
Okay.
Parents really went all out there with those names.
Four kids, I guess.
Swam in the, I think it was the 1800 or 1600. It's like the first one ever. And he won the 800, I believe, from Largo. They were having a watch party at North Shore in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And he was tired. He was this, he was that. And he was like laying back. And they're like, he's doing the best he can. And oh, my God. It came to the last flip. And I said to my wife, I said, there's no way you can catch him. I mean, he's only got one length left. He caught him on the flip.
Wow.
And won the gold.
Wow.
It really was it really was incredible.
Spectacular.
So in the pole vault, the two athletes that were fighting for the gold couldn't top each other. I didn't watch it, so I don't know if they both faltered or that they kept making it. So they agreed that they both get gold medals.
It's just going to share it.
What?
Yeah, why not? Well, this is a new world we live in, Randy Harris. Everybody's equal. Everybody gets to be a winner.
Now, as I was discussing it with somebody, I don't remember who, there have been co-whatevers. You know, like in the balance beam, you know, when Simone, you know, is feeling better. Like, she came back. She got over that quick.
Yeah, she did.
You know, her issue. So, good up. I'm glad that she was able to.
Yeah, I saw your post yesterday. Your wife wasn't so assured that you were being genuine with it.
That's the problem with social media. You can't read into.
I think the meme said your post said something like, congratulations to Simone Biles for returning to.
For getting over your issue so quickly.
And then your wife meme was, oh, really? With a sarcastic black cat for good luck.
So there are events. You know, if it's a tie, it's a tie.
Okay.
But like in swimming, at the end of the race, you can't go on if it's a tie. So it's a tie.
Right, because you can't take another extra lap.
In pole vault, you keep going.
Right.
No.
Penalty shots in soccer.
I think it's better if we both just take a gold. Of course you do.
You will get a gold medal.
I'm going to get a gold medal when I might have ended up with a silver.
It's true.
Hey, any way we can settle up before we jump and let's both get golds and we'll both be heroes and, you know, we'll both get all sorts of good stuff.
Think about the UFC. Both people get the belt. Like, you get a belt, I get a belt.
Well, that's happening Saturday. Is Oprah going to be there?
I think so.
And at the end, she's going to say, you get a belt and you get a belt and you get a belt.
And what are they fighting for again? Is it the real belt or the interim?
No, it's not the real belt.
The
real belt is with Nagano.
But I thought he was stripped of it.
No, he's not stripped of it.
Didn't Dana take it away?
I don't think he got stripped. He's just, they're planning on what's next.
Because he's not like a company man.
And you know what's next? This break. One down, way too many to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out in the dungeon. ZZ Top, their thoughts go out. You know, one of their band members, bandmates, passed away last week.
Yeah.
So Steve Linnea updated me that. So where are you from? You've told me Canada. You've told me Germany. You tell me Brazil all the time. Where are you from this week?
Depends on where I'm wanted. But,
yeah. Well, I was asking for a reason, and since you didn't answer, we'll move right along. Let's head out to normally we say Vegas, but it's Houston, where we will be this weekend for another big card. One of the fighters on the card on the phone with us right now, Casey Kennedy. Casey, how are you? Kenny, not Kennedy.
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Another fight week. I think this is what your fifth fight week during or since the pandemic started, correct?
Yeah. This will actually, you know what? Yeah, this will be number five. I was going to say I got four in 2020, and then one of them wasn't during the pandemic, though. It was before.
So during these stipulations, you know, I always talk to the fighters, and I always say, you know, it's a work week. It's not a vacation. You don't really get to go out. You don't really want to go out. Is it difficult when it's not that you don't want to, it's you can't, you know, the stipulations and the, you know, the confinements and all that? Does it make it harder to get through fight week?
You know, I'm out and about. I like to go, you know, not too crazy, but I like to go venture out the city, go have a Friday night dinner with the family, friends, the team type of thing. So definitely been a little bit different. I'm wanting to get back to normal, but, man, we got fans back this time, so I'm thrilled for that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be good. If you get a chance, you know, send a teammate over to it. It's a turkey leg place in Houston. It's like the best in the world. It will be the best turkey leg you've ever had.
Okay. What's it called?
I'll get the name of it. We'll hit it Google during a break, and I'll text it over to you. But it's expensive, but it's awesome. And for me to say it's expensive and I still ate there should tell you how good it is.
Hey, dude, you know, there's a price that comes with greatness, right?
That's for sure. With this being fight week, do you kind of like put it out of your mind that the fight's in 4 days, or are you kind of like Rocky Balboa and the photo's on the mirror and you're looking at it and, you know, you're banging on there is no tomorrow?
You know, a little bit of both. I like to enjoy myself, have fun, you know, crack some jokes. That's, you know, this is my week. This is my favorite week of camp. And, you know, obviously still have a job to do. So there's little bursts that, you know, I start, you know, thinking about my opponent and all that stuff. But most of the time I'm just having fun, you know, hanging out, even during the weight cut, trying to have a good time.
Why is this, you know, your favorite, you know, part of fight camp? Because the fight's so close?
Yeah, this is what we do, and it's fight week. You know, we get a rest. I get to be doing interviews, talking to you guys. You know, I love everything about it. And, you know, the rest is the grind. You know, you got to definitely do that to be prepared for, you know, Saturday. But this week, you know, seeing everybody, you know, the whole UFC crew is always a pleasure to be around. You know, this is always an awesome week.
You know, Eve Edwards would always tell me that, you know, the job is leading up to fight week and the fight. The fight is your reward for everything you've put yourself through.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm having a blast when I'm in there. And, you know, I get to express myself, you know, in a way that most people don't or go to jail for. So, you know, it's one of a kind, man. And, you know, I even skydived, and it wasn't near the rush that I get when I step in the octagon.
Well, you don't get paid to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, but you'll get paid on Saturday.
That too, you know, that's the bonus. I get a paycheck for kicking somebody's ass.
Exactly. How do you relax? Not necessarily fight week, but, you know, next week, 2 weeks later, you know, is it something that you'll watch on TV? Is it, you know, laying by a pool or hitting a beach? Or how do you kind of just clear your mind of what you do for a living?
Yeah, you know, try to take a little vacation. The last couple of times, I'm close to Sedona in Phoenix, and I went up to Sedona, did a little hike, got out in the wilderness, and just kind of relaxed, man. You know, but obviously, got to celebrate, party, you know, do all that stuff too, eat a bunch of good food. But I like to get out in the wilderness, kind of just, you know, wind down.
Since you brought up food, and, you know, Matt tells people this all the time, I've traveled covering the UFC since the very beginning. UFC 11 was the first one I covered. And now, because it's every week, I pick who's fighting, but also what's the food in that city. You know, so I'm definitely motivated by food. So what's some of the food when you say great food? What are you eating to celebrate?
Well, in Houston, I got to go check out the barbecue, right? You know, that's on my to-do list afterwards. I'm going to take a Sunday fun day and try to explore Houston a little bit afterwards. Really, whatever, you know, wherever I'm at, I try to, you know, get some of the good local food. But anything bad, man, when I get back home, you know, I got some, like, Taco Bell and Subway craving that I fulfill. So, you know, get some good food and then also hit some fast food.
You know, it happened to you. You heard it. You know, you did it to the opponent. You know, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
No problem. What's the craziest thing that's happened either to you, with you, involving you in the middle of a fight?
Man, let's see here. I mean, that first one on Fight Island when I kicked that dude's ribs a lot, man, that was pretty brutal to be in there. I was just thinking, go away. Like, I could see the damage. You know, his nose was crooked. He was bleeding out of both ears, and his ribs looked like tenderized meat. So that's definitely one of the crazier experiences I've had in there.
So, see, I made that Rocky Balboa mention earlier, and then you brought it back. It looked like, you know, the meat that Rocky used to pound there in the cooler.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've watched all the Rocky movies, man. A little bit different training these days, but the same effect.
All right. I know, Matt, you had something, but he said he watched all the Rocky movies. What's your favorite Rocky movie and what's your least favorite?
I would say when he fights the Russian, the Drago would be my favorite. Least favorite, probably one of the newer ones. You know, I like the older Rocky movies.
Okay, I'm a big Rocky guy. Rocky V to me is the fight scene in the street. To me, I can watch 16 million times a day, and that's typically everybody says that's the worst one, but that's also my ringtone. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, so I'm a fellow Hoosier. I grew up.
Oh, now you're a Hoosier today.
Yeah, me and Casey, we're boys. We're Hoosiers from the great state of Indiana. I traveled all over the country this summer, and it seems like, you know, places like Portland, Indiana are a great breeding ground for MMA fighters because there's really not a lot of distractions. You know, like, so, like, what was it like growing up in a small town, and why, and when will you bring it back to your hometown to kind of like build up the next generation of fighters?
You know, pretty much since five, I've been in, you know, I started judo when I was five. I was super heavy in sports. You know, I used to travel a lot for sports and stuff, and I lucked out that there was a family of judo black belts that had a school in my small town. You know, there's not a lot to do, so sports were one thing, you know, just staying on the grind, the hard work, you know, the work ethic from a small rural town in Indiana, you know, just kind of transferred over to what I was doing and, you know, mixed martial arts and everything. And wasn't much going on, not much to do, you know, everyone's broke type thing. And you just train and get better. And that, my escape was, you know, judo, wrestling, going to travel.
Something you never did. So he did athletics.
Well, I left Indiana too, Randy.
Yeah. That is true.
He's obviously the third best person to leave Indiana. Behind Michael Jackson was number one.
They call me the king of Indiana.
Oh, right. I'm the pizza king of Indiana.
Well, you were. You shut it down.
Pizza king. That's some food I need to get my hands on. I might go back just for king.
Trombolis.
See, Matt used to own two pizzerias. He shut them down, so he's no longer the pizza king.
But I know what good pizza is, and Pizza King has the Texas barbecues.
Oh, that's the name of a place, Pizza King.
It's called the Pizza King.
Pizza King.
Iconic.
Barbecue,
I didn't know that.
Extra cheese, the go-to order.
So just like the Texas barbecue, we're going to Houston 265 this Saturday. What can we expect to see, Casey?
Man, you're going to see fireworks. If you've ever watched me fight, you've ever watched Song fight, you know, there's a reason that we're opening up the pay-per-view, and, you know, it's got Fight of the Night written all over it with, you know, us not even saying anything, just our previous performances. So it's fireworks is all I can say.
Hey, I just thought of this. Aren't we going to a pizza place? Your buddy's a pizza guy.
Yeah, we'll be at the
Woodlands. Let's hook Casey up with some pizzas on Sunday.
Casey, let's go do pizza. We'll see if you can compete for Pizza King of Texas. On
all
Sunday,
right. I'm down. I'll have a. You know what? I got a couple fellow Hoosiers that are coming in to fight. They'll be with me on Sunday, so we'll have to go at it.
All right, we'll definitely do that. It just hit me. I can't believe it took me that long to say. Wait a second. We're going to pizza on Sunday.
All hail King Casey.
So we will hook it up. Casey, thank you very much for your time, for coming on the show today. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, some swag from them, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. You guys are great.
All right, have fun on Saturday, and hopefully we'll see you at the pizzeria on Sunday.
Hey, sounds like a plan. Have a great day, guys.
You as well. Casey Kenney, back in the Octagon Saturday night, and it is going to be a banger. I cannot wait. You'll be, I think, in the media center watching on the TV, and I'll be texting it to you.
I'll be in the Octagon.
Yeah. You know, normally I would say no way, but after what happened at BKFC, I think it's a good chance. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, more shenanigans here in the dungeon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
The Bunker. This is the, Wednesday edition.
Well, it's the only edition. Well, what do you mean the Wednesday edition?
A lot of people know what day it is. A lot of people don't know what day it is because of COVID. Well, they don't leave their house. They're afraid.
But this is rerun on a couple networks, so you know we really shouldn't even say what day it is.
That's true.
It's someday.
Or say what geography you are. Like, yeah. Because like the liner, Steve Young coming out of the liner, is like, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. You're the best in Tampa Bay.
Well, we are the best in Tampa Bay.
But if you don't say Tampa Bay, you could be global. You just, could be like stratosphere.
Well, we could be the best everywhere, but we are the best in Tampa Bay.
That's true.
I'm the best in Tampa Bay.
We are.
Caught myself. All of a sudden, we're French.
We are the best.
We're French again. No,
we
can't be
the best in Tampa Bay. How is the goat looking? You've been to training camp this week. It's been 100 and plus degrees. I've heard he got mad and punted a ball 40 yards.
So he's the backup punter now.
Okay. Is Tom Brady that good that he could like throw the ball, kick the ball?
Yeah.
Coach the ball.
Well, but again, a lot of those athletes, see the problem is if you're in the NFL, I'm going to say most just to cover my bases. Most of these NFL athletes were legends in high school.
Okay.
Okay. So they were kickers. They were punters. They were linemen. They were receivers. They were everything. I remember I did a charity event at Al Lang Stadium in St. Pete. We played against Michael Bolton. It was a big softball thing. And Tom Hume, Tom Herr was a friend of mine as well from the Phillies. Tom Hume, who was a pitcher with the Reds, as I made out the lineup, I had Tom Hume play shortstop. And people were getting all mad at me. You know, other celebrities on the team, they're like, he's a pitcher with the Reds. What do you got him at shortstop for? And I'm like, well, go look at his high school record when he played shortstop at Northeast High School. So a lot of these guys, Warren Sapp was the backup kicker.
Was he really?
Legitimately the backup kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Really? Well, I didn't know that. So that's why he wants to do MMA.
He
wants to throw out the leg power. He wants to show the kick.
He definitely wants to show some power. So it has changed. It originally started with, I guess it was a text message or an Instagram post or whatever, that Warren sent Chidi Ahanotu last year.
Okay.
Last year. I didn't know
it
this.
It came up in memories on Facebook? Is that how it got
It got reposted by Chidi a couple weeks ago. So being friends with Warren Sapp, I texted him. I'm like, what's up with this? And Warren Sapp's response typically to me is, who cares? Don't worry, don't bother, don't defend, don't, who cares? Then it started to get some legs because they both really do dislike each other.
And then they went on a couple radio programs, they talked about it.
Warren, I believe, went on with Calta.
Now there's like issues there now, I guess.
Well, basically it comes down to this, that Warren, I guess, did issue this challenge last year. Chidi then reposted it for some reason, like, man, leave me alone. Yet you reposted it a year later.
Right.
So then, you know, Warren is like, well, all right, let's do it. Let's do some MMA. Chidi's like, no, I'm not doing MMA. I don't want a black man laying on top of me and this, that, the other. And you know, I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm just going to say it the way I feel, okay? I'm friendly with Chidi.
Right.
And I consider Warren Sapp a friend.
Sure.
Okay, so like I told Chidi when he first posted it, I don't have a dog in the fight. I mean, I'm friendly with you, dude. And yes, I'm tight with Warren. And I even told Warren that I'm friendly with Chidi. And he's like, I don't care. You know, you do you. So Chidi reposted it to try to get it out there, I guess, again.
Okay.
Some people have reached out to me because Warren has said on Calta's show, Randy's going to set it up.
Okay.
I appreciate all the I don't know what word I want to use because now it's all going to fall on me, all the pressure
right,
and everything.
Sure.
All right, so Chidi's now, I'm not doing MMA. Now, if you tell me, if you and me are going to fight, and I say to you, I don't want you to lay on top of me, what is that saying?
It says you don't know how to fight.
No, it's saying you know I'm going to take you to the ground.
Right. And you don't know how to defend it.
And neither one of us do, but that's, you know, Warren doesn't know MMA.
Right.
Warren's going to go train just like you are, Chidi. But Chidi's already saying that he doesn't want Warren to take him to the ground. Okay?
Right.
Chidi wants to box.
Right.
I believe, just like I told this guy that I met a couple weeks ago, and I'm probably will never talk to him again. I believe, not Warren. Warren hasn't said this. I've said this. I believe Warren wants to MMA because he wants to hurt Chidi.
Okay.
When it's all said and done. Okay. Now Chidi has come back and he's saying, I'll bare knuckle box.
Okay.
So I'm going to reach out to David Feldman. We're going to talk about it.
Sure.
But this guy's like, it only goes through me.
But whatever
happens. Only through my promotion.
See, when I do call outs, I put anytime, anywhere, any discipline. I don't care. Like, that's not the point is I want to fight you. I want to hurt you. I want to destroy you.
Right.
And whatever discipline gets you to sign the contract, I'm going to do. So all these little stipulations, like, oh, I'll do this, but not that. I'll do this, but I won't do that. You know, it shows that they don't really want to fight.
I agree with that. But here's the two things that, you know, that I'm getting. Warren doesn't want to be paid. Warren wants to do this for charity.
Okay.
Chidi wants to get paid.
Okay.
Now, one of the people that he's talking to, they're trying to set it up in a roundabout rope-a-dope. Chidi won't get paid, but he's going to get this and he's going to get that. So he is going to get paid.
Right.
Warren wants to settle this. No money. You're not benefiting. I'm not benefiting. And let's do a street fight.
Okay.
And the street fight is as close to MMA.
Now, I was there with Warren. My seat was just ahead of Warren and you. And I could hear him commentating. I could hear him getting amped up at the BKFC. I could hear his excitement in his voice of what he was watching firsthand at the ringside. So I kind of, my takeaway was after the BKFC, I was pretty sure that Warren would say, hey, you know what? I wanted to do MMA. I want to do bare knuckle.
But what, see, to me is, when it comes to this, I think MMA is better. Because MMA basically is bare knuckle boxing. I mean, it's a 4-ounce glove. Sure. You know, when you don't know what you're doing, you know, a 4-ounce glove is, or no glove is better than the 18, you know, inch glove or ounce glove or whatever. You can do other things.
These guys could be pretty good on the ground. I mean, they spent their whole career in a huddle, in a pile, you know, tackle.
With a bunch of illegal things that happen in those scrums.
Inside those scrums is war. I mean, pinching, biting, scratching, cleating. So, I mean, they're warriors. Those guys are monsters. They're big dudes.
Here's the difference.
They're comfortable on the ground.
I want to get back to this because you brought this up. Warren has said, I want to fight you MMA. I want neither one of us to make money. Set it up. Other side, I will only fight this one discipline, and I will only fight for this one promotion, which means that you have other, you know, things in the kettle.
Right, right.
And again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. Warren has his stipulations. Chidi has his stipulations. I said this to Chidi's guy, what I'm about to tell you. Warren didn't say what I'm about to tell you. I said this to the guy that's claiming to be the promoter for Chidi Ahanotu. Chidi needs Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp don't need Chidi.
It's true.
Chidi's trying to get this set up today. Warren Sapp's in Canton at the Hall of Fame.
It's absolutely true.
Chidi Ahanotu is in, and I've always told him this, Chidi Ahanotu is in the top 100 greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneers of all time. I don't know where in that 100 number, Warren, but it doesn't
Sapp's
matter.
Number three.
Warren Sapp's number one. If you say number three again, I swear to you, I will punch you in the freaking nose right now.
Number three.
You're an idiot.
Are you crazy? You wouldn't put Brady? Brady's not the best Buck ever?
No, Brady's not the best Buck ever.
He has the same number of Super Bowls as Sapp.
That's true.
And this year I'll have a second one back-to-back.
We'll worry about the second one when it happens.
And he has a leg that he can kick through the upright.
And so does Warren.
And I would put Bucky, the mascot from the Texas gas station, as number two Bucky of all time.
You're an idiot. I swear to God. BKFC has an open tryout. I'm going to have an open mic tryout because I need to replace you.
Why?
Because I do.
If I come with briskets to like
OTAs. Not from that place because it wasn't very good.
And we're going to be in Texas.
If you're going to bribe me, it has to be something good.
We'll be in Texas.
You brought a pizza today. It wasn't that good. You know why it wasn't good?
Because I didn't make it.
No, because you probably bought it at 10:30 and you brought it at 1:30.
No, I bought it fresh.
It wasn't fresh when I got here.
No, it was a while. I mean, I was up in Clearwater.
So if Tom Brady wins another, we can discuss it. But we're talking down the road. Warren Sapp right now, and we won't even discuss it next year. No, Tom Brady is not number one, number two, number three, or number four.
Now, earlier you spoke about...
Hold on a second. Tom Brady is not one, two, three, or four. Tom Brady can win a Super Bowl this year and next year. And he is not one, two, three, or four.
Well, you said earlier
that... Would you like me to explain why?
Why?
Does he have a gold jacket?
Oh, he's going to have...
I didn't ask that.
He's going to have a glitter. He's going to have...
Absolutely, he is.
You'll be able to see it from space.
Absolutely, he is.
Bezos will be able to... Like,
they're going to change the rules for Tom Brady.
Really?
It's 5 years. They're going to do 1 year. So the year he retires, he'll go in the Hall of Fame that year.
Oh, not only that, but they should start a whole new like hall.
Brady Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame.
But until he does...
There's going to be goats, and it's going to be like Simone Biles, like uniform, anything with goats on it.
You're just a dumbass.
No, but look, you spoke to earlier that the reason that Chidi didn't want to do MMA is because he didn't want a black man laying on him, right? So speaking of black people laying on the ground, did you see that the USA has the first female black wrestler to win a gold medal? Tamara Mensa Stock becomes the first U.S. black woman to win gold medal in wrestling.
First female. No, it's awesome.
First female.
You know what I really want us to get to?
To the point where you don't have to describe them.
Yes.
Like the color of their skin.
Yes. You know,
The first this, the first that, the first woman to become a man to not qualify for powerlifting. What was that guy? Did he set a record?
I don't know.
But he was transgender. he missed his lifts to qualify to win, to compete for the medal. You know, and then he did a little heart, you know, from...
I don't know.
These Olympics are a spectacle.
I believe it's the viewership is down 33%.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. But one, it's like...
The timing.
The timing is awful. It's awful. I mean, it's like, you know, they're doing these things live overnight, so obviously it's hard to find.
They should do them live overnight. Because I know that there's been Olympics in the past when it's been, you know, 11, 12, 13 hours, and you could watch it at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And then, you know, they would replay or whatever. That's part of it, and the world that we live in, and the protests, and purple-haired lady and whatever are causing other viewers to not watch as well.
And I think plus...
Me being one of them.
And plus, everything's streamed now. People get the content they want to watch. So people aren't just like flipping channels like they used to where the Olympics are just on and you keep it and you see it. You know, now you actually have to find it. You have to search for it. So...
Well, I don't know. It's on 16 channels on Spectrum.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, literally, it's on like 60. The one thing that... One event, you know, that they've added, and I don't know if it's because of the world that we live in, I think it's awesome, are, you know, you've had mixed doubles at Wimbledon. Now you have mixed track events and swimming events, which has been pretty cool. And I did watch the one where the swimmer's goggles came off. I don't know if you saw that. Now, they said that she didn't lose it for them. Obviously, she struggled because the goggles came off of her head, off of her face, into her mouth.
Oh, wow.
You know, which obviously hurt her breathing and the whole nine yards. But big ups for her to continue through. And then she wore the same goggles the next time, and when she dove in the water, it came off again. It was a warm-up. So they said that's why a lot of times these swimmers, and I always wondered this, they wear two of the beanie hats.
Oh, yeah.
Swimmer's caps or whatever.
Right.
And it's to really help keep the goggles on.
Huh.
And so she did use it. It does make sense. For once, something made sense, and I'm sticking to it. So.
You watch the free rock climbing event?
No.
Rock climbing?
No.
There was some kind of, like, stick with a ball. It looked like hockey, but there was no ice, and it wasn't like lacrosse. It was like floorball or something.
I would like to see them add like American Gladiators. Remember the one where you had to like run the thing, and that the one big gladiator had that bazooka, right?
Yeah.
Tennis ball,
yeah.
You know, and you do that. And I did ask a question: do you get bonus points in the javelin if you strike the person out there, the spotter? Could you imagine that if you could get an extra 10 yards if you hit the spotter? I think it'd be fun.
It would make it more interesting.
It would. I don't know if you get hazard pay or anything.
What about axe throwing? I mean, that's so popular. There's axe throwing places everywhere. And any sport where you get better after you drink a beer is my kind of sport.
Yep.
Like pool, darts.
All that will be added.
Axe throwing.
I think all that will be added. All right. Let's go take our last break of this particular hour. When we come back, no telling how Matt's going to tick me off, but you know what's going to happen.
Wow, what'd I do?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stats.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the dungeon. See your boy the goat. See him throwing a pass. He's on target, man. Is he that big of a perfectionist? Like, do you think?
Yeah.
Like, was he really upset in training camp?
Yes.
Because the guys were missing routes? Were they just hot and overheated from the sun? Like, they were not giving it all effort? Like, what was his biggest frustration?
Well, I wasn't out there that day. Okay. You know, and the whole system right now is you know, they have these, the media broken into tiers, two-tier and three-tier.
Okay.
So, three-tier, you're not allowed to breathe air inside of the practice facility.
Okay.
Where two-tier, you can. So, like, I'm not allowed to go to the press conferences, even though I'm vaccinated.
Huh.
But it's all this NFL stuff, you know. Right. So, I didn't see that. I've only been out there, I think, twice, maybe three times.
Okay.
I was out the other day, and then the storm came. And, again, three-tier, you're not allowed to stay in the bubble in the facility. Two-tier is.
Now, what, aren't there fans in the – Well,
they all had to leave, too.
Oh, season ticket holders got to stay. Or...
Well, no, I think they had to go and wait in their cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they're not allowing – they're being really protective, and I don't blame them. You know, I'm not trying to say that it's awful. I don't blame them because there will be forfeits this year.
Yeah, that's the NFL change of policy, right?
Exactly.
So if you have an outbreak on your football team, then you have to forfeit games if you don't have enough players.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm okay with that.
But you have 53 guys on your roster, right? I mean, all you need is, what, 11?
Well, no.
I mean, the chance of everyone getting COVID at the same time is...
Of course. But the thing is, you know, if Brady catches it, if Aaron Rodgers catches it, you know, if Mahomes, you know, I want to be careful. The NFL's been good to me. Very, very good to me. It depends on who gets it as to whether the game will be forfeited or postponed.
Well, that's the same in
as everything. Anything.
Right.
Of course. If you get sick, the show just keeps moving on. I get it. If I get sick, there'll be a lot of dead air. I understand that. It you know, it is what it is. But so, like, I went to leave the other day, and as I was walking, the PR people are, like, yelling at me to stop. I'm probably, I don't know, I'm not good on 30 feet, 40 feet as the players were walking into the new practice facility. They're yelling at me to stop because they don't want me to get close to a player. I get it. I'm not upset about that at all. They have to be careful because it's forfeits.
Right.
You know, if a player gets sick and then it runs through the whole offensive line and then, you know, on and on and on. So I'm definitely okay with it. I just think we need to get through this quickly,
I mean,
fixed somehow.
It's going backwards right now, Randy. I mean, the world is going backwards.
Well, because
backwards.
People go and pay for test results that's not true, and then they have it and they purposely
affect the whole arena.
Exactly. How many people go to Disney World? How many people go to Publix? How many people go wherever and the sign says mask not required if you're vaccinated? Now, you'll never know because people are not honest. I want somebody to say, yeah, I'm not vaccinated, but I'm going to say I am. All you have to do is say, what's the word that people are now are?
The title?
I consider myself. I identify myself as a vaccinated person.
right.
Okay, and you can't say anything, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, I'm going to tell you a true story. This is how bad the world is, okay? So I run all the financial stuff at my house.
Okay.
It's not because my wife can do it. She just never has.
Okay.
So there's been times in the past, like we'll open credit cards and, you know, for the miles or whatever. And she doesn't know anything about it. And, you know, we have to put her on the phone with the credit card company for them to say, yes, you can talk to my husband.
Right.
I called, I won't say when, but within the last year. And it was her credit card and I needed to get information. And they said, can I have your name, please? And I said, sure. It's Priscilla Harris. And they said, you're Priscilla Harris? Yeah, I'm Priscilla Harris. Can they do? They said, okay.
Wow.
Because you can't.
I identified
as Priscilla Harris.
Yeah.
So it's what you identify as.
That's true. So, we see it in the Olympics. I mean.
So the sign now needs to say, mask not required if vaccinated or if you identify yourself as vaccinated. I might get a t-shirt that says that.
I identify as a vaccinated.
Just, I identify myself as. You know what other shirt I want to get? And, you know, I don't buy shirts.
My balls are hot.
I, you know, if I'm not wearing an 8-Man Strong or a Staff Zone or a Knockout Radio, I think I want to get a shirt that says number one BS.
Oh, from the hockey.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Was that the Hedman thing?
Well, it wasn't Hedman.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's the Russian.
The guy.
About the goalie.
Yeah.
GMs didn't put him as like a top three goalie in the league.
And they just won back-to-back.
He is the goalie in the league.
The goalie.
He is the goalie. The GOAT of goalies this year. Yet, and it happened here locally. I know the guy who did it, who cost Verlander the Cy Young. Because he didn't list Verlander in the top, I think it was five.
Wow.
He is the best. He should have won the Cy Young. And if you put him third, if you put him fourth.
He wins.
He wins.
Wow. Then, and as a Tampa Bay sports writer?
I believe it was two Tampa Bay writers.
Wow.
Yeah. The problem with that is
bias because they have the training camp in Lakeland and the Tigers.
Anything's possible. That's the problem when you have humans voting. You know, it can be, and you can say until you're blue in the face that I didn't have a vendetta. I didn't this, I didn't that. But when everybody thought that Verlander was your Cy Young winner,
okay,
and for people to not even list him in top five, there has to be a vendetta. There has to be. There has to be. How can there not be? You know, same as judging. You're judging something. How is screaming? You know, I've had people scream in my ear as I'm judging.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they yelling?
All sorts of stuff.
Just to distract you? Or try to persuade you to
both
see it their way?
Let's be honest. And I don't need to say names because if you are an MMA fan, you've heard this.
Okay.
How many times have you heard corners yell, nice?
Right.
You know, after a leg kick. Nice! That's the reason for that is to get in the judge's ear.
Sure.
You know, the guy who threw the leg kick knows it's nice. He just did it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, he's aware of what's going on. They're trying to influence judges. There's no doubt in my mind.
So shouldn't the judges be like in a separate room with a camera where they're not persuaded, they're not involved, they're not?
I don't know if you can do that only because you won't really be able to see everything.
If you had a camera on all angles.
So now you're watching 15 cameras?
Yeah, you have multi-screens. Maybe you watch the fight twice. You watch it live and then you watch it again. Rescore it, and then you take the average of the two scores.
I can honestly say I've never been swayed by the crowd.
But you're a different animal. But like other people, like they feel the momentum change. They feel the crowd get behind a fighter.
It doesn't matter.
But that does.
It doesn't matter.
It affects the score.
It doesn't.
It affects the outcome in a lot of fights. A lot of fights. How many fighters have been on the wrong side of a judge's air when they thought it was their fight? I mean, Paige VanZant stormed off from BKFC 19 because she thought that she won.
Well, every fighter thinks they win. You've seen fighters. You know that fighter knows he just got his butt kicked, yet he sticks his hand up like he won. Come on.
Gotta love it. Gotta love the sale.
I didn't have any problems with Paige walking out. She took a photo in the ring. So it's not like she stormed right out.
She stormed out.
She did storm out. I didn't say that. I said it's not like she just stormed right out. Of course she was upset. I have not met a nicer human being in my life. Now, there's haters to Paige VanZant. You know, she's good looking. Her website. I love the name of her website. I don't know if you caught it.
Huh.
It's Paige VanZant.
Oh, Paige VanZant.
I thought it was awesome. It was so clever,
very clever,
you know, to do it. But, I mean, she's down to earth. We saw her go up to the young handicapped child, you know, at the weigh-in. I went with Dan Lambert, the owner of American Top Team. We went back as she was getting her hands wrapped, and she took a photo with one of the WWE wrestlers and with my daughter
right.
as she's getting her hands wrapped. I've been around athletes like, don't even come in the locker room.
Right.
I remember that Van Gaal. What's his name? Van Damme. Not Van Damme.
Van Diesel?
No. Who's the guy who taught Anderson Silva the kick, supposedly?
Oh, Seagal.
Seagal. Seagal went to get in somebody's locker room once, and he got blocked.
Well, Steven Seagal. Would you block him? I mean, why would you let that guy in anywhere?
I took a photo with him in Toronto, and people swore it was from the Wax Museum. It was pretty funny. It truly was pretty funny. He was like a sculpture. It was crazy. All right. Luckily, 1 hour to go, 1 hour down, and unfortunately, one more hour with Matt, the clown from Indiana. So more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by McDonald's and Dave Manstrong.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.